Most people don't realize this, but the way you speak affects every part of your life. If you speak with hesitation, people won't take you seriously. If you talk too much or say too little, they stop listening. And if you can't get your message across, you miss out on chances at work, in relationships, even in daily life. The truth is, your communication shapes how people treat you. That's why I made this for you. The title says it all. Give me a few minutes and I'll improve your communication skills. This isn't about sounding perfect, it's about learning how to say what you mean, speak with confidence, and connect with people better every single day. You're going to learn simple changes that you can use right now. Real tools, real results. If you've ever walked away thinking, I wish I said that better, then stay with me. These few minutes could change everything. Chapter 1. Speak like you mean every single word now. You want to become a better communicator? That starts with one simple shift. Start speaking like you mean every single word. That's it, not complicated, but it's powerful. Most people speak, but they don't connect. They talk, but they don't say anything that matters. They're too busy trying to sound right instead of being real. They use words that don't match how they feel, and because of that, nobody listens. If your goal is to improve your communication, you must first improve your intention. When you speak, people don't just hear your words. They feel your energy, your honesty, and your confidence. They sense whether you believe what you're saying, and if you don't mean it, they won't follow it. If you don't believe it, they won't buy it. That's how communication works. You don't just pass words, you pass belief. When I was young, I struggled with this myself. I knew what I wanted to say, but I didn't have the confidence to say it with conviction. I hesitated. I softened my voice. I used words to fill space instead of express purpose. And people noticed. I realized quickly that it wasn't just about what I was saying, it was about how I said it. That's the first rule. Say it like you mean it. Or don't say it at all. If you're not clear with yourself, how can others be clear with you? You don't need fancy words. You don't need a perfect vocabulary. What you need is certainty. What you need is alignment. Your words must match your emotions. When you say, I believe in this, your tone, your face, your posture, and your voice must all support that sentence. Because if you say one thing and your body says something else, the message is lost. And that's where most people fail. They disconnect from their own message. Now, think about this. When was the last time you really meant what you said? Not just in the moment, but deep inside. When was the last time you said something and felt the weight of it in your chest? That kind of speaking, that's what makes people stop and listen. That's the kind of speaking that changes lives. And that's how you build influence, not by saying more, but by saying it with more presence. If you want to improve your communication today, take a look at how often you speak without meaning. How often do you say, I'm fine, when you're not? How often do you agree just to avoid conflict? How often do you hold back what needs to be said because you're afraid of being judged? These habits weaken your voice. They disconnect you from yourself. And every time you speak without conviction, your ability to influence gets weaker. But every time you speak with clarity, you grow stronger. Real communication starts inside. If you're unsure about what you're saying, it's because you haven't taken the time to understand what you truly believe. Before you speak to others, speak to yourself. Get honest. What do you stand for? What do you care about? What do you want to see happen? The more clear you are, the more power your words will carry. Because people can't follow words that feel empty, but they'll always follow words that are honest, even if they're simple. You want to improve fast, speak slower, speak clearly, and speak with intention. That means you stop rushing your words, you stop mumbling through your message, you stop trying to impress people. Your job is not to impress, it's to express. You're not trying to win a grammar contest, you're trying to reach a person, you're trying to make something clear, and that only happens when you choose words that matter. When I started building my career, I knew I had to make a change. I watched how great speakers moved people. They didn't speak fast, they didn't try too hard. They believed in what they were saying, and they transferred that belief through every word. And I said to myself, that's the standard. If you want people to believe in your words, you have to believe in them first. Think about how much stronger your relationships would be if every word you spoke was genuine. Think about how much more trust you'd build if people felt your honesty. Think about how much respect you'd earn if your words matched your actions. That's the power of speaking like you mean every single word. It's not just about communication, it's about character. Now ask yourself, how do you show up when you speak? Are you casual with your words? Do you speak just to fill space? Or do you speak with purpose? If you're going to talk, make it count. If you're going to give your opinion, own it. If you're going to say yes, mean it. If you're going to say no, say it without guilt. That's how you build credibility. That's how people know they can count on you. You don't need a bigger voice. You don't need a louder tone. You just need to stop hiding behind soft words. Speak from your truth, speak from what matters, and trust that your voice is enough when it's honest. You don't get better at communication by hiding. You get better by being present, by removing the noise, by facing the fear of being misunderstood and speaking anyway. You won't be perfect, but you will be real, and real is what people respond to. If you take just one thing away, let it be this. Your words shape your world. If you speak with doubt, your life fills with confusion. If you speak with clarity, your life moves with direction. So make your words count. Speak them with care. Speak them with conviction. And speak them as if someone's future depends on them. Because sometimes it does. Your communication is a reflection of your mind. If your thoughts are messy, your words will be unclear. If your thoughts are focused, your words will cut through the noise. You don't need to shout to be heard. You need to speak with meaning. So take responsibility for your voice. Use it to uplift. Use it to lead. Use it to share what matters. And remember, if you want others to listen, start by believing in your own words. That's where real communication begins. And that's where your growth begins too. Speak like you mean every single word, because someone is always listening, even if it's just you. And that's enough reason to speak with power. Chapter 2. Say things straight without hiding your real thoughts. One of the biggest reasons people struggle with communication is because they're afraid to say what they really think. They hold back. They sugarcoat. They speak in a way that hides the truth instead of sharing it, and over time, this becomes a habit. A dangerous habit. It trains your mind to avoid clarity. It weakens your confidence. It makes your words feel small. If you can't say what you mean, how can anyone trust you? If people can't feel the truth in your words, they won't take you seriously. Saying things straight doesn't mean being rude. It means being real. It means standing behind your thoughts instead of watering them down. It means not changing your words just to keep everyone comfortable. When you say what you mean, people know where you stand. That's powerful. That's how you earn respect, not by being loud, not by dominating conversations, but by being clear and honest. But honesty takes courage. It's easy to stay silent. It's easy to avoid tough conversations. It's easy to agree when you don't. But growth doesn't come from doing what's easy. Growth comes from doing what's right. And what's right is speaking your truth, even when it's uncomfortable. If you feel something, say it. If something matters to you, express it. Your voice was not meant to be hidden. It was meant to be heard. Most people speak in circles. They talk around the truth. They give half the story. They use words that sound good but don't mean much. And they wonder why people don't take them seriously. It's because people can sense when you're holding back. They can feel when you're being careful instead of being honest. And nobody wants to follow someone who hides. People want leaders. People want clarity. People want someone who can say what needs to be said, even if it's not popular. You don't need to speak more. You need to speak better. You need to stop editing yourself just to keep others happy. You need to stop avoiding the truth because you're afraid of what someone might think. That's not communication. That's fear. And fear has no place in your voice. When you hide your thoughts, you hide your potential. You don't grow by being quiet. You grow by being clear. Think about how many times you've walked away from a conversation wishing you had said more, wishing you had stood your ground, wishing you had told the truth. That feeling in your chest, that's regret. And it builds up over time, it eats away at your confidence, it makes you feel smaller. But the good news is, you can fix it, you can change it, you can start today, you can start right now. And it begins by saying things straight. Say what you think, say it calmly, say it with respect, but say it. You don't need to be perfect, but you need to be real. When you speak honestly, something inside you changes. You start to feel proud of yourself. You start to trust your own voice. And that's how you build real communication strength from the inside out. Some people worry that speaking their truth will push others away. But the truth is, honesty attracts the right people. When you're real, the right people respect you. The wrong people leave. And that's okay. You don't need everyone to like you. You need to be honest with yourself first. You need to sleep at night knowing you didn't pretend. That's what builds peace. That's what builds strength. Stop saying things to please people. Stop using weak words to sound nice. Stop apologizing for your truth. If you believe something, own it, speak it, stand behind it. You don't need approval. You need alignment. You need to live in a way where your words match your beliefs. That's real freedom. That's real confidence. That's how strong communicators are made. There's power in being direct. There's clarity in speaking simply. When you get to the point, people listen. When you stop trying to impress, people trust you. And trust is what makes your words matter. You could speak for hours and say nothing, or you could speak for a minute and shift someone's life. The difference is honesty. The difference is being bold enough to say what others avoid. Your words should represent who you are, not who people expect you to be. You're not here to follow. You're here to lead. You're here to speak from experience, not from fear. You're here to share something real, something that people can use. And real things only come from real people. If you want to be that person, you must stop hiding behind soft sentences and polite lies. You must start saying things the way they are. Your relationships will grow stronger when your words are true. Your work will improve when your communication is clean. Your mindset will become sharper when your language is clear. It all begins with the choice to stop pretending, the choice to say what's real instead of what's easy. Start small. The next time someone asks how you feel, tell the truth. The next time you disagree with something, speak up calmly. The next time you want something, say it clearly. And when you don't want something, say that too. Don't explain too much. Don't make excuses. Just speak honestly. You'll be amazed at how much changes. Speaking clearly is not about talking all the time. It's about knowing what matters and saying it without hesitation. It's about making your voice a tool for growth, not a mask for fear. And every time you speak this way, you get better. Every time you speak your mind, you take another step towards strength. People will respect you more when they know what you really think. Even if they don't agree, they'll remember your honesty. And that matters, because in a world full of noise, the truth stands out. In a world full of fake smiles, real words shine brighter. Be that person. Be the one who says what others are afraid to say. Be the one who brings clarity into confusion. You won't always say it perfectly. You won't always get it right. But you'll be honest. And that's what people need. They don't need perfect words, they need real ones. They need someone who means what they say. And that person can be you, if you choose to stop hiding. So from this moment forward, speak as if your words represent your life. Because they do. Say things straight. Say them with strength. Say them with calm. But say them. Don't wait for the right moment. Make this moment the right one. Because the longer you wait to speak your truth, the harder it gets. And don't forget, every time you speak with honesty, you give others permission to do the same. You lead by example. You show what strength looks like. Not in volume, but in truth. And the more honest you become, the more powerful your presence grows. That's what it means to be a real communicator. That's what it means to be someone people trust, not because you always say what they want to hear, but because you always say what's real. So take the pressure off. You don't need to perform. You just need to show up with your truth. Speak from your heart. Speak from your clarity. And speak like your voice matters. Because it does. That's how you change your life. That's how you change your communication. That's how you become the kind of person people remember, not for how loud you were, but for how honest you were. Say what you mean every time and never again hide behind silence. Chapter 3. Learn to pause so your words hit harder. Most people think communication is just about what you say, but the real skill, the one that separates great communicators from average ones, is knowing when to pause. Not when to talk more, not when to say it louder, but when to pause at the right moment. A pause is powerful. It gives weight to your words. It gives people time to feel what you just said. It makes your message clear without having to repeat it. When you pause, you show control, you show confidence, and you let your words land where they matter most, into someone's thinking, not just their ears. Many people rush through their sentences. They speak quickly because they're nervous. They fear silence, so they fill every second with words. But here's the truth. If you don't respect your own words enough to give them space, why should anyone else? Silence is not your enemy. It's part of your message. It's what gives your voice authority. And when you learn to use it, you start speaking with real impact. Think of the last time someone said something that stayed with you. Something that made you stop and think. Chances are, they didn't rush it. They said it. Then they let it sit. That pause gave it space to settle. That's how influence works. People don't remember the noise. They remember the message that hit them. And messages don't hit hard when they're buried in a rush of empty words. Learning to pause isn't about slowing everything down. It's about timing. When you speak, your pause gives the listener a chance to catch up, to absorb, to reflect. You create space for your message to breathe. Without that space, your words collapse into each other. They lose their strength. But with a well-placed pause, even a simple sentence becomes powerful. You don't need to speak a lot to be effective. You need to be present. You need to know what matters and give it space. When you pause, it shows you're not just speaking out of habit. You're speaking with thought. You're not rushing to finish. You're choosing to be heard. And people feel that. They sense when you're in control of your message. They trust someone who isn't afraid to be silent for a moment. That's because most people fear silence. They feel pressure to talk non-stop. But the person who pauses shows strength. They're not worried about filling every second. They're focused on being understood. This skill can change your life. In personal conversations, a pause before you respond can prevent arguments. It gives you space to think before reacting. In professional settings, a pause after your main point gives your words time to sink in. In public speaking, a pause draws people in. It makes them lean forward. They want to hear what's coming next. That's how attention works. It follows calm, not chaos. If you want to improve fast, start practicing this today. When you speak, pay attention to your pace. Don't rush through your ideas. After you say something important, stop. Let it sit. Hold the silence. At first, it might feel strange. You might feel like you're doing something wrong. But you're not. You're learning to lead your words instead of letting them lead you. There's another benefit. Pausing also helps you gather your thoughts. It keeps you from saying things you'll regret. It gives your brain a moment to catch up with your emotions. And when you're in control of your words, you're in control of your message. A lot of people struggle with this. They speak from emotion, not from clarity. They talk to avoid feeling awkward. But real growth comes when you stop reacting and start responding. A pause helps you do that. It gives you back control. It makes your communication intentional instead of automatic. Watch a great speaker. Watch someone who really moves people. You'll notice something. They don't speak the whole time. They stop. They let the message sit. They look around. They make eye contact. And they let that quiet moment say what words can't. Because sometimes the silence says more than anything else. And you don't have to be on a stage to use this. You can use it in your everyday life. In a meeting, in a phone call, in a conversation with a friend. Pausing before you speak shows maturity. Pausing after your sentence shows strength. It tells people you're not just talking to fill space. You're saying something that matters. This isn't about speaking slowly or dragging things out. It's about precision. It's about timing. It's about making your words work harder. And when you pause, each word becomes stronger. Each thought becomes sharper. And the person listening starts to value what you're saying. We live in a fast world. People are used to rushing. They skim messages, scroll fast, and move on quickly. That's why your voice matters even more when it's calm and grounded. When you speak with pause, people notice. You stand out. You sound different. You feel different. This skill also helps you control tension. In difficult conversations, silence can be your strength. It gives the other person space to respond without pressure. It shows that you're not afraid of conflict. You're confident in your message. And that calm presence can shift the entire tone of a conversation. It also teaches patience, because pausing is not just about speaking, it's about listening too. It trains your mind to slow down, to wait, to think before reacting. And that skill, especially in today's world, is rare. But it's valuable, and it's something you can build with practice. Try this the next time you're talking to someone. Say what you need to say, then stop. Don't rush to fill the space. Don't repeat yourself. Just let your message stand. And watch how people react. You'll notice they lean in, they listen longer, they remember more. Communication isn't just about speaking clearly. It's about connecting deeply. And connection requires space. A pause creates that space. It invites the listener in. It gives meaning to your message. And it reminds you that your words don't need to compete with noise. They just need to land in silence. Don't underestimate this. A pause can make you memorable. It can make you powerful. And it can separate you from everyone else who's rushing to be heard. You don't need to rush. You just need to be present. So if you're serious about improving your communication, train yourself to pause. Build that habit. Practice it daily. Start small, in short conversations, in quick responses. Then apply it in bigger moments. Over time, you'll notice something. Your words will start to carry more weight. Your presence will feel stronger. Your voice will have impact. Not because you said more, but because you said it right. And that's the goal. Not to talk more, not to impress, but to express something real and give it space to grow. Every time you pause, you give your message room to live. Every time you pause, you build control. And every time you pause, you show people that your words mean something. That's communication at its best. Not rushed, not noisy, not forced, just clear, calm, confident, and powerful. One pause at a time. Chapter 4. Speak slower when nervous to sound more in control. When you feel nervous, your heart beats faster, your hands tighten, and your words often rush out before you've had a chance to think them through. That's the moment when most people lose control of their message. The fear kicks in, and suddenly they're speaking too fast, stumbling over words, and trying to finish as quickly as possible just to escape the pressure. But that habit doesn't help you communicate better. It only makes you seem more unsure, more anxious, and less confident. If you want to improve your communication, especially in high-pressure moments, you need to do the opposite of what your fear tells you. You need to slow down. Speaking slower when you're nervous isn't about dragging things out. It's about regaining control. It's about showing yourself and others that you're not being pushed around by the anxiety. When you slow down, you give yourself time to think. You give yourself time to breathe. You give your words a chance to land properly. And most of all, you show that you're steady, even when you feel pressure inside. Most people think fast talking shows intelligence, but when you're nervous, it shows panic. It tells the other person that you're uncomfortable. It makes your message hard to follow. You can say the right words, but if you rush them, they lose their strength. Your voice shakes, your sentences blur, and the listener tunes out. But when you slow your speech, something changes. Your tone becomes more even, your thoughts come out clearer. You create space for people to absorb what you're saying, and most importantly, you start to feel more grounded. Speaking slower doesn't mean you lack energy. In fact, it gives you more presence. It allows you to take up space with your words instead of rushing to fill it. When you slow down, your words gain power. You no longer sound like you're racing to finish. You sound like someone who owns what they're saying. And that is what people respond to. They respond to someone who sounds in charge of themselves. It takes practice to slow your voice under stress. Your body wants to escape discomfort. Your mind wants to get it over with. But that's the very moment you need to take charge. You need to make a conscious decision not to run from the feeling, not to give in to the panic. Instead, breathe, pause, and begin to speak at your pace, not the pace fear pushes on you. You can start small. Pay attention to your next nervous conversation. Maybe it's a phone call, a meeting, or even just ordering something from someone you don't know. When you feel that urge to rush, stop. Take a breath. Say the next sentence slowly. You don't need to change your entire personality. You just need to take back control of your tempo. That alone shifts your entire delivery. There's another benefit to this. Your listener feels more connected to you. When you speak fast, it becomes difficult for people to process what you're saying. They're trying to keep up. They're trying to catch your meaning. But when you slow down, you give them the gift of clarity. You make it easier for them to understand you. You respect their attention. And they appreciate that. Whether it's one person or 100, they'll feel that you care about being understood, not just heard. It's easy to get caught up in performance. Especially when you're nervous, you want to get it right, you want to impress. But communication isn't a performance, it's a connection. And connections are built on clarity, not speed. Nobody remembers how fast you spoke. They remember how your words made them feel. They remember whether they understood you and whether they could trust you. Speaking slowly helps build that trust. Think about people you've listened to and respected. Think about people who made you stop and really pay attention. Chances are, they didn't rush their words. They gave you space to think. They took time with their message. And that's why it stayed with you. You can do the same. Even if you feel nervous, you can train yourself to sound calm, not by forcing confidence, but by mastering your pace. Fear doesn't go away overnight, but you can still function in the middle of it. You don't have to feel ready to speak with power. You just have to build the habit of slowing down. And each time you do, the fear loses a little bit of its grip. Over time, your brain starts to recognize the pattern. It starts to associate slowness with safety. It realizes that you don't have to rush to survive. You can stay calm and still be heard. This habit changes more than just how you speak. It changes how you feel about yourself. When you slow your voice, you stop rushing your own presence. You stop trying to escape your role in the moment. You step into it fully. You own the space you're in. And that builds self-trust. You start to feel that you can handle moments of tension, that you don't have to run from them. You can stand in them. You can slow yourself down and still move forward. Most people wait until they're no longer nervous to work on their communication, but the truth is you get better while you're still nervous. You build strength in the middle of discomfort, and slowing your speech is one of the strongest ways to begin. It sends a message to yourself and to others. I'm here, I'm clear, and I'm not rushing to leave. It's not about sounding perfect. It's not about eliminating nerves forever. It's about doing something simple that gives you control. Slowing down might feel awkward at first, but keep doing it. Eventually, it becomes your new rhythm. And once that happens, everything else in your communication improves. Your message becomes clearer, your confidence grows, and people start to take you more seriously. Not because you speak more, but because you speak better. So next time your nerves rise, don't push through by speeding up. Do the opposite. Take your time. Speak like each word matters, because it does. And when your voice is steady, your message becomes strong. People notice, you notice. And from there, every conversation becomes a chance to build confidence instead of lose it. The most powerful voices in any room are not the fastest or the loudest. They're the ones that speak with calm, steady intention. Be that person. Train that skill. Start today, even in small ways. Every sentence you slow down is a step closer to control. Every word you choose carefully becomes part of your progress. The goal is not to talk slower, just to appear calm. The goal is to become someone who no longer gets pulled away by fear. Someone who knows how to stay centered even when their chest feels tight. That's real strength. That's how you grow, not by hiding your nerves, but by choosing how you respond to them. And the best first step? Speak slower. Keep your tone grounded. Stay with the message. And trust that your calm voice is more than enough.
Chapter 5. Keep your message short so people stay focused. The way you say something matters. But what matters even more is how much you say. Most people lose their listener not because they speak poorly, but because they speak too much. They don't know when to stop. They try to explain every detail, give every reason, and make every point. But what they don't realize is that the more they talk, the more the message gets buried. The longer they go on, the less people stay with them. If you want people to truly hear you, to really take in what you say, then you must keep your message short and clear. People's attention is short. Their minds are already full. They're distracted, overwhelmed, and always thinking about something else. That's the world we live in. So when you speak, you're competing with 1,000 other thoughts in someone's head. And if your message is too long or too complicated, it disappears into the noise. But if it's short, clear, and focused, it sticks. That's how you hold attention. That's how you make impact. You don't need to say everything you know. You don't need to explain everything in one breath. What you need is to make sure the message is simple enough to understand and strong enough to remember. That's it. If people walk away from a conversation still thinking about your words, you've done your job. If they walk away confused or distracted, then you've missed the moment. Short doesn't mean weak. Short means sharp. Short means focused. It means you took time to think before you spoke. You sorted through the noise in your head and gave people the most important part. And that's a skill that earns respect. Anyone can ramble, but to say something clear in a few sentences, that takes clarity. That takes practice. That shows you value the other person's time and attention. Think about how people talk in everyday situations. Someone asks a simple question, and instead of answering directly, the response turns into a long story. Details pile up. The main point gets lost, and the listener checks out. They might smile and nod, but they're no longer with you. You're speaking, but no one's really listening. That happens all the time, and it's preventable. When you train yourself to get to the point, you start commanding attention differently. You sound more confident. You come across as someone who knows what they're talking about. And people respect that. They lean in. They remember. They even repeat your words to others. Because your message was clear and direct. No extra pieces, just the point. This doesn't mean you should be cold or emotionless. You can still speak with warmth. You can still show feeling, but you learn to do it without dragging the message. You learn to remove what isn't necessary. You learn to shape your words around the listener's mind, because at the end of the day, communication is not about what you say, it's about what they hear and keep. So how do you train this? First, start by knowing your point before you speak. What are you really trying to say? What matters most in this moment? Don't open your mouth until that's clear in your mind. Once you have it, say only that. Let it stand. If the other person asks for more, then you give more. But you don't flood them with information before they ask. You give them something solid to hold on to first. Second, listen to yourself. Pay attention to how long you talk in conversations. Notice when you go off topic. Notice when your message gets lost in your own explanation. This awareness is where growth starts. Once you see the pattern, you can change it. You can catch yourself in real time and pull back. You can stop talking when the message is complete. Third, practice shortening your thoughts. Take something complex and break it into one or two strong sentences. Do this in writing. Do this in conversation. The more you train this, the more natural it becomes. And over time, you'll find that your words carry more weight because they aren't buried in extra noise. It's also important to watch how people react. Are they engaged? Are they asking questions? Are they nodding because they're following or because they're just being polite? The body never lies. When someone is focused, you feel it. When they're distracted, you feel that too. Let that feedback guide you. If people seem lost, it's not always their fault. It might be that your message needs trimming. Sometimes the desire to talk too much comes from insecurity. We try to sound smart. We try to prove ourselves. But the truth is, confident people don't need to overexplain. They say what they need to say, and they stop. They trust their words to carry the message. They know that silence after a strong sentence is more powerful than filling the space with more talking. You'll also notice this in leadership. The best leaders don't speak in paragraphs. They speak in statements. Clear, simple, direct. They don't waste people's time. They deliver the message, and it lands. That's why people follow them. Not because they said more, but because they said it better. You can be that person. You can train this ability. It's not talent, it's practice. It starts with valuing the attention of others. It starts with respecting your own message enough to deliver it well. And when you do that, people start listening differently. You'll feel the shift. You'll see how their eyes stay locked on you. You'll hear the difference in how they respond. Because now, they're not just hearing you. They're receiving what you said. There's also a calmness that comes with this skill. When you know your message is clear, you don't second-guess yourself. You don't wonder if you said too much. You don't worry if they understood. You're at peace, because you know you delivered the message the right way. This works in every area of life. In your work, it helps people trust you. In your relationships, it builds respect. In difficult conversations, it helps you stay in control. In personal goals, it helps you focus. Because when your words are clear, your thoughts are clear. And when your thoughts are clear, your life becomes more focused. So train yourself today. Don't try to speak more, try to speak better. Say what matters. Say it clearly. Then stop. Don't fill the silence. Don't repeat it. Don't try to dress it up. Just leave it there. The right people will hear it. The right people will feel it. And those are the only people your message was meant for anyway. Short messages don't make you less valuable. They make your value easier to receive. They show you've done the work to think things through. And that earns trust. So if you want people to stay focused when you speak, don't compete for their attention, respect it. Use fewer words, but make them count. Speak like every sentence matters. Because it does. And when you communicate this way, people don't just hear you, they remember you. They come back to your words, and they grow from what you said. That's real communication, and that's what makes your message powerful. Chapter 6. Fix your habit of avoiding eye contact today. Eye contact is one of the simplest things you can change today that will completely shift how people see you. It's a small action with massive results. Most people don't even realize how much avoiding eye contact weakens their message. They speak clearly. They say the right things, but because their eyes are always looking away down or to the side, their words don't feel strong. The listener senses hesitation. They feel uncertainty. Even if the words are solid, the message feels unsure. And that's the problem. When you avoid eye contact, it tells the other person that you don't believe in what you're saying, or worse, that you don't believe in yourself. People don't just listen to your words. They look for signals. They want to know if you mean what you say. Your eyes reveal the truth. That's why eye contact is so important. It's not about staring. It's about being present. It's about standing in your moment and showing that you're fully there. Many people avoid eye contact because they're afraid of being seen. Afraid they'll be judged, afraid they'll be noticed too deeply. That fear comes from insecurity. But the only way to beat that fear is to face it. The only way to stop feeling small when someone looks at you is to stop looking away. Every time you hold someone's gaze, even for a second longer, you grow stronger. You prove to yourself that you can handle presence. that you can show up fully. Avoiding eye contact becomes a habit. Over time, it feels normal. You don't even realize you're doing it. But what you're really doing is hiding. You're protecting yourself from being uncomfortable. But you can't grow and protect yourself at the same time. You have to pick one. And if you want to grow, you have to break the habit. You have to train your brain to stop running when someone looks at you. Because when you hold your gaze, you hold your ground. You stop shrinking. You stop apologizing for being in the room. Start by practicing in small moments. When someone talks to you, look at them. Just hold their eyes a little longer than usual. Not in a forced way. Just stay there. Even if it feels awkward. Even if you feel nervous. Stay with it. That's how the habit breaks. That's how you take your power back. The more you do it, the easier it gets. What once felt difficult will become natural. You'll stop overthinking it, and it will just become part of who you are. The impact of this shift is huge. People will start treating you differently. They'll see you as more confident. They'll take your words more seriously. They'll feel like you're really there with them. Not half there, not distracted, but engaged. That creates trust. That builds credibility. You start standing out, not by doing more, but by being fully present. You'll also notice a change in how you feel about yourself. The more you hold eye contact, the more your inner voice changes. You stop doubting yourself so much. You start feeling that your presence matters. Because when you stop hiding, you start living more honestly. You start stepping into moments instead of avoiding them. This matters in every part of life. In your work, eye contact helps you lead. In relationships, it helps you connect. In difficult conversations, it helps you stay grounded. In everyday moments, it helps you feel stronger. It's not just about communication. It's about self-respect. It's about telling the world, "I'm not afraid to be seen." There's a balance, of course. Eye contact doesn't mean staring someone down. It doesn't mean locking your eyes in place. It means being aware, being steady, being present, and letting your eyes show that you're engaged, that you're honest, that you're real. People feel that, and they respond to it. They relax, they listen, they open up because they feel your presence. Avoiding eye contact is often passed off as shyness. But deep down, it's fear, and fear grows in silence. It grows in avoidance. The more you run from it, the bigger it gets. But when you face it, even in small ways, it starts to lose its hold. You realize the fear isn't real. You realize you can look someone in the eye and survive the moment. Not just survive, but grow from it. It's also about respect. When you avoid someone's eyes, it can feel like you're not paying attention. It can feel like you don't care. But when you look at someone, you're saying, "I see you." And in return, they feel seen. That creates connection. That builds trust. It makes your words carry more meaning. Think about how many opportunities you've lost just by not looking someone in the eye. A first impression. A business moment. A conversation that needed depth. These moments pass quickly. But if you're not fully present, they pass by empty. And it's not because you didn't care. It's because your fear was louder than your presence. But that can change. That should change. And it starts with a single decision, to fix the habit today. You don't need to wait for the right time. You don't need to become fearless. You just need to commit to showing up fully. Every time you catch yourself looking away, correct it. Bring your eyes back. Refocus. Stay in it. Don't quit on yourself. Even if the other person doesn't notice, you will. And that shift inside is what changes everything. With time, your confidence will grow. Not because something outside of you changed, but because you changed how you show up. You stopped hiding. You started owning your space. And you used your eyes not to avoid, but to connect. That's how communication becomes powerful. Not through perfection, but through presence. The people who make the biggest impact don't always have the best words, but they do have the strongest presence. And presence is built through how you carry yourself, how you hold your voice, and how you meet someone's eyes. You don't need to be loud. You don't need to be flashy. You just need to be real. And that starts with showing up fully, with your words, your body, and your eyes. So if you've been avoiding eye contact, stop making excuses, stop telling yourself, it's just your personality. That story is keeping you small, and it's not true. You have the ability to change it. You have the power to fix it. And when you do, everything about how you communicate will shift. People will feel your strength. They'll hear your words differently. And more importantly, you'll start seeing yourself in a new light. A stronger light. A clearer one. Where you're not hiding anymore. You're leading, you're showing up, and you're finally speaking from a place that feels honest. Start now. Look people in the eye. Not just to be polite, but to be present. You don't need to overthink it. You don't need to force it. You just need to choose it. And the more you choose it, the more natural it becomes. The more you grow. And the more power you give to your words, without saying anything extra at all. Chapter 7. Stand up straight and speak with real presence. The way you carry yourself when you speak says more than your words ever will. Before you even open your mouth, people are already forming an impression. They notice how you stand, how you walk, how you look around. They sense whether you believe in yourself or not. And if your posture is weak, if your shoulders are slouched, if you look unsure, then everything you say comes across as less powerful, no matter how smart or well prepared your words are. You could say all the right things, but if your body doesn't support your voice, the message falls flat. Standing up straight is more than just a physical action, it's a mental shift. When your back is straight, your shoulders are back, and your feet are grounded, you immediately change how you feel about yourself. You don't feel small anymore. You don't feel like you're hiding. You feel ready. You feel present. And that presence travels with every word you speak. When you carry yourself with strength, people respond to it. They sense confidence. They hear it in your voice. They see it in how you hold your space. Too many people speak with their heads down. They try to disappear while they're talking. They shrink their voice. They lower their posture. And in doing that, they send the message that they're unsure, even if they aren't. Most people don't realize they're doing it. It becomes automatic. It becomes a habit built from years of fear and doubt. But the truth is, you can break that pattern. You can change how you show up. And you can do it starting right now. Your body tells your mind how to feel. If you stand tall, your mind gets the message, we're strong, we're capable, we're ready. But if you slouch, your mind receives the opposite, we're small, we're uncertain, we're not sure if we belong here. That's how powerful posture is. It doesn't just affect how others see you, it affects how you see yourself. And if you want to build real presence, you have to start by changing how you carry your body. When you stand up straight, everything aligns. Your voice comes out clearer. Your breathing becomes smoother. Your energy feels stronger. And most importantly, people believe what you say. They trust it, because they can see that you trust yourself. That's what presence really is. It's when your mind, your body, and your voice are all working together. It's when you stop fighting yourself. You're not hiding. You're not doubting. You're just here fully. This isn't about trying to impress people. It's not about acting bigger than you are. It's about showing up with the kind of energy that says, I respect myself, and I respect this moment. That kind of presence doesn't need to be loud. It doesn't need to take over the room. It just needs to be honest. It needs to be real. And that begins with the decision to stop shrinking. Check yourself in everyday situations. Are you standing tall, or are you collapsing into yourself? Are you lifting your chest, or are you folding your shoulders? Are you grounded when you speak, or are you shifting nervously, unsure of your place? These details matter. They speak for you long before your voice does, and they either support your message or work against it. Presence also requires stillness. Not frozen stillness, but grounded stillness. When you're present, your body is calm. Your movements are intentional. You don't fidget. You don't rush. You don't let nervous energy drive your actions. You stay rooted. And from that calm place, your message has a stronger impact. People don't just hear your words. They feel the force behind them. They feel the person delivering them. And that connection is what makes communication unforgettable. A strong posture also makes it easier to breathe. And breath supports your voice. If you're hunched over, your lungs don't have space to expand. Your voice becomes tight, and your message feels strained. But when you stand properly, your breath flows freely. Your voice projects better. You don't have to force it. It rises naturally, and people hear you clearly without effort. That's what physical presence does. It supports your natural voice and removes the tension that holds you back. You'll find that once your posture changes, your inner state follows. You'll stop doubting every word. You'll stop apologizing with your body. You'll stop walking into rooms like you're hoping not to be seen. Instead, you'll begin to speak with conviction. You'll stop waiting for permission to speak up, and you'll start choosing your moments with confidence. This is also about respect for yourself and for others. When you show up with presence, you're telling people that you value the conversation. You're saying, I'm here for real. I'm not just filling space. I'm not just saying something to be polite. I mean it. That level of presence is rare, and that's why it stands out. People notice it, they trust it, and they remember it. Don't wait for confidence to change your posture. Change your posture, and confidence will follow. Stand like someone who belongs in the room. Speak like someone who believes in what they're saying. Act like someone who respects their own voice. These things aren't fake. They're habits. And any habit can be built, one moment at a time. It's not about being perfect. You'll still have moments where you feel nervous. You'll still have conversations that challenge you. But if your foundation is strong, if your posture is centered and your presence is steady, you'll get through those moments without falling apart. You'll stay in control of your body, and that control will help you manage your words. Even when you don't feel your best, you can still carry yourself with strength. You can still stand up straight and show up fully. And over time, those choices add up. They become part of who you are. People start expecting it from you. They look to you when things feel uncertain, because they know you're present. They know you're real, and they know your words can be trusted. So check yourself right now. How are you sitting? How are you standing? What message is your body sending? Don't wait for someone to correct it. Don't wait for a better time to fix it. The time is now. Your presence is not something you turn on when things are perfect. It's something you build every single day, in how you sit, in how you walk, in how you stand when it's your turn to speak. That's how real communicators are made. Not in fancy speeches, not in moments of applause, but in daily habits. in the quiet decisions you make to carry yourself with dignity, to own your words, to hold your space, and to show up no matter what. You do that, and you'll find that people don't just hear you, they respect you. They feel your energy. They lean into your message. Because presence doesn't need noise. It just needs you. Fully there, fully steady, fully alive, in the moment you've been given. Stand up straight, speak with presence, and never again let your message be weakened by a voice or body that's not aligned with your worth.
Chapter 8. Use your real voice without trying to impress. There's something powerful about someone who speaks in their real voice, not the polished one they use to impress others, not the version they've built to fit in, but the honest, clear voice that sounds like who they really are, the voice that doesn't try too hard, the voice that doesn't wear a mask. That voice is rare. Most people don't use it. They spend years trying to sound smarter, smoother, more confident than they really feel. They build habits of speech that are more about performance than connection. And because of that, their words may sound nice, but they don't connect. They may be heard, but they're not felt. Your real voice is the one that comes from honesty. It's the one that doesn't try to be something it's not. When you use it, you stop performing and start communicating. You stop chasing approval and start building trust. Because people don't want to be impressed. They want to be understood. They want to feel a connection. They want to hear something that feels true. And only your real voice can give them that. A lot of people speak with a voice they think they're supposed to use. Maybe they try to sound more formal, or they raise their tone to sound cheerful when they're not. Or they add words they'd never normally use just to seem smart. But all that effort creates distance. It pushes people away instead of drawing them in. And even if others don't know exactly what's wrong, they feel it. They sense that something's off, that something isn't quite real. When you speak in a way that doesn't match who you are, you create a gap between your words and your truth. And the bigger that gap gets, the more disconnected you feel. You start to lose your sense of self. You start to doubt your voice. You question whether your natural way of speaking is good enough. And that's where the damage starts. You begin adjusting your words, not based on meaning, but based on fear. But the truth is, your real voice is more than enough. It may not be perfect. It may not sound polished. But it's yours. And because it's yours, it carries something no other voice can. Authenticity. That's what people trust. Not perfection, not performance, but honesty. The sound of someone who's comfortable being themselves. The best speakers in the world don't all sound the same. They don't follow one pattern. What they have in common is that they speak from a place that feels real. You can tell when someone means what they say. You can feel it in their tone, in their pace, in their pauses. That kind of voice comes from alignment. It comes from knowing who you are and choosing not to hide it. If you've spent time trying to impress others with your voice, it's okay. Many people do. It's natural to want to be accepted. But at some point, you have to choose what matters more, approval or truth. When you speak to impress, your attention is on yourself. You're focused on how you sound. You're thinking about how others are judging you. But when you speak from your real voice, your focus shifts to the message. You care more about being clear than being clever. You care more about helping than performing. And that shift in focus changes everything. It brings calm. It brings presence. It allows you to breathe while you speak, instead of rushing to be liked. And people feel that calm. They mirror it. They relax. They stop waiting for something fancy and start listening to something honest. You don't need to change how you speak to be taken seriously. You just need to mean what you say. You need to say it in the way that feels most natural to you. Not forced, not exaggerated, but grounded, clear, real. Your voice doesn't have to be loud. It doesn't have to be deep. It doesn't have to sound like someone else you admire. It only needs to sound like you. The best version of you, not the version that hides, but the version that stands up without apology. The version that trusts their words enough to stop decorating them. You can start practicing this by being honest in small moments. When you speak with friends, notice when you're trying to sound a certain way. Notice when you shift your tone to match the room, instead of staying true to yourself. That awareness is powerful. It's the first step to getting your real voice back. Another way to strengthen your voice is to speak more often in situations where you feel slightly uncomfortable. Not to perform, but to grow. The more you speak while staying true to yourself, the more confident you become in that voice. You stop needing approval to feel good. You stop adjusting to fit in. You start expressing instead of impressing. It's also important to remind yourself that not everyone needs to agree with your voice. You're not for everyone, and that's okay. What matters is that you're honest. What matters is that you stop silencing yourself just to fit expectations that were never meant for you. When you stop performing, you start living in a way that feels whole. You stop being divided. You become one person, not many versions of yourself for different people. There's real strength in simplicity, in saying what you mean, how you naturally say it, without trying to sound smarter, without adding unnecessary weight. Just clear, direct, honest. That kind of voice doesn't fade. It stays with people. It lands. Even in difficult conversations, your real voice helps. When emotions are high, the temptation is to raise your voice or shut down. But when you speak from your center, from a place that feels steady, you say what needs to be said without losing yourself in the moment. And that's where respect is built. Not in trying to dominate or please, but in staying grounded. People will challenge you. They might try to pull you away from your voice. They might want you to speak the way they speak, but you don't have to match them. You don't have to chase their approval. You only have to speak honestly, consistently, without trying to dress it up. The more you do this, the more people will notice. They'll respect it. They may not say it out loud, but they'll feel it. They'll feel like you're someone they can trust. Not because you had all the right words, but because your voice matched your truth. That's what communication is meant to be. Not a performance, but a bridge. Not a show, but a connection. And that connection only works when your voice is real. Not polished to impress. Not shaped to fit in, but yours, fully. You don't have to wait to earn that voice. You already have it. It's the one you use when you're not thinking about being liked. It's the one that shows up when you care more about the person in front of you than the image you're trying to protect. That's the voice you need to use more. That's the voice people will remember. Speak from it. Trust it. And know that no version of you that's pretending will ever be stronger than the one that's true. Speak with your real voice, not the one they expect. The one you believe in. That's the voice that changes everything.
Chapter 9. Stop doubting yourself every time you speak up. Every time you open your mouth and speak, something important happens. You put your thoughts out into the world. You show people a piece of your mind. You let them hear your voice. But for many people, right after they speak, the doubt creeps in. They wonder if they said it right. They start thinking they could have explained it better. They replay the words in their head, looking for what went wrong. And in doing so, they destroy their confidence, piece by piece, one sentence at a time. This constant self-doubt doesn't just hurt your communication, it weakens your spirit. It makes you afraid of your own voice. You don't grow by doubting yourself. You grow by learning, by trying, and by trusting your ability to speak up, even when it's not perfect.
If you keep questioning every word after you speak, you'll never build trust in your own mind. You'll always feel like you're on shaky ground, even when you're saying something valuable. And the truth is, you're probably saying more right than wrong. But you're so used to second-guessing that you can't even recognize your progress. Doubt is sneaky. It shows up quietly, after the moment has passed. It convinces you that you sounded strange, or unsure, or foolish. But most of that is in your head. The people listening to you aren't analyzing you like that. They're not picking apart your tone or your phrasing. They're either connecting with what you said, or they've already moved on. That's why holding on to doubt does nothing useful. It only drains your energy. It only stops you from stepping forward again. If you want to get better at speaking, the first step is to stop tearing yourself down every time you try. You cannot improve in a space filled with judgment. You can't grow if every word you say is followed by self-criticism. You need to allow yourself room to speak freely, to get the words out, to be okay with learning in public. That's how real communicators are built, not by sounding perfect, but by staying consistent and committed, even when it's messy. You've probably spent years training yourself to be cautious. Maybe you were judged for speaking up in the past. Maybe someone made you feel small for expressing your opinion. Maybe you got embarrassed once and promised yourself you'd never risk that again. But you're not that person anymore. You're not in that old situation. You're here, now, trying to improve. And that means you can't keep carrying the same fear forward. Start giving yourself credit for speaking up in the first place. That takes courage. That takes effort. Most people stay silent because it feels safer. But you spoke. You took a risk. That matters. It deserves respect, not regret. Instead of asking, "Did I mess that up?" ask, "What did I do well?" Instead of replaying the moment in your mind with anxiety, reflect with honesty. Was the message clear? Did I stay calm? Did I show up with good intent? If the answer is yes to any of those, then you're already growing. There's a difference between learning and doubting. Learning looks at the moment with curiosity. Doubting looks at the moment with judgment. One helps you improve. The other shuts you down. Choose to learn. Every time you speak, you're giving yourself more experience. You're building your skill. Even if it's not perfect, it's progress. And if you keep showing up, your voice will get stronger. Not just in tone, but in presence. You don't have to wait until you feel confident to speak up. You become confident by doing it again and again, even while the doubt is still there. Confidence isn't the absence of doubt. It's the decision to speak anyway. The more you do that, the more your brain begins to adjust. It starts realizing that nothing bad happens when you express yourself. You don't fall apart. People don't laugh. You don't lose respect. In fact, you gain it. Slowly, steadily, with every honest word. You've got to change how you talk to yourself after you speak. Most of the damage doesn't come from the speaking. It comes from the thoughts that follow. That quiet voice that says, "You should have said that differently," or "That didn't come out right." Stop giving it so much power. That voice isn't truth. It's fear. It's the result of years of insecurity, not the result of who you are now. And you can push back against it. You can build a new habit, one that affirms your progress instead of attacking it. Start reinforcing your effort. Say to yourself, "I handled that better than last time." Say, "I made my point. And that's enough for now." Build mental strength after each interaction, not weakness. Because the goal isn't to speak perfectly, it's to speak with purpose. To get your thoughts out of your head and into the world. That's where clarity comes from. That's where confidence grows. People don't need perfect speakers. They need honest ones. They need someone who sounds like a real human being. Someone who's willing to speak with conviction, even when they're still figuring things out. That's what makes your communication relatable. That's what earns trust. Not polished words, but presence. And presence comes when you stop looking over your shoulder every time you say something. When you stop apologizing for your own voice. You can't build strong communication skills while constantly waiting to be judged. You've got to choose your mindset. You've got to decide that every time you speak it's a win. Because you showed up. You shared your thoughts. You contributed something. And that deserves to be respected. First by you. This isn't about becoming arrogant. It's about becoming grounded. It's about becoming grounded. It's about refusing to let your inner critic steal your growth. It's about drawing a line and saying, I will no longer speak, and then shame myself for it. That's how confidence builds. That's how you take ownership of your voice. If you speak up, and later feel unsure, pause, take a breath, ask yourself, was I honest? If the answer is yes, that's all you need. Even if it wasn't perfect, even if it wasn't smooth, honesty makes up for it. You can fix delivery over time. But without honesty, your words have no foundation. And the good news is, honesty doesn't need polish, it just needs courage. Each time you challenge the doubt, you create space for a stronger voice. You start forming a habit of encouragement instead of fear. And as that habit grows, so does your presence. You'll notice the change. You'll feel it when you speak. And don't second guess yourself. You'll feel lighter, clearer, more certain, not because the nerves are gone, but because the doubt no longer controls you. You deserve to speak without guilt. You deserve to be heard without punishing yourself afterward. Your thoughts matter. Your perspective matters, and your growth matters. Stop doubting yourself every time you speak up. Start trusting that your voice is worth using, not because it's perfect, but because it's real. The world doesn't need you to be flawless. It needs you to be bold enough to keep speaking, no matter how many times the doubt tries to stop you. Speak anyway, and keep growing.
Chapter 10. Make your words count by thinking before talking. Every word you speak shapes how others see you. Every sentence you say leaves a trace behind. That's why your words should never be thrown out carelessly. They matter. They build your reputation, influence your relationships, and reflect your level of thinking. Most people talk too quickly. They don't pause to think. They react, they guess, they fill space with words just to avoid silence. And because of that, they often speak without meaning. They say things they don't truly believe, and they hurt their own credibility without even realizing it. The difference between people who are respected and those who are ignored is not just what they say, it's how intentional they are with their words. They don't rush. They don't speak to impress. They take a moment to process what's being said, and they respond with purpose. That's what makes their words count. That's what gives their voice weight. You don't need to talk all the time to be noticed. You need to speak with clarity. And clarity only comes when you think before you talk. Speaking without thinking leads to misunderstandings. It leads to confusion, tension, and mistakes that could have been avoided. Once something is said, it can't be taken back. It's out there. And people remember how your words made them feel. That's why it's not just what you say, but when and how you say it. One thoughtful sentence can say more than 10 rushed ones. One clear point can stay with someone longer than an entire speech full of noise. You've probably had moments where you spoke too fast, and later you wished you could rewind and say it differently.
That feeling, the regret, the doubt, it teaches you something. It shows you the importance of pause. That brief second before you speak is where wisdom lives. It's where you decide whether your words help or harm, whether they build up or tear down, whether they add value or just take space. To think before you speak doesn't mean being afraid to talk. It means valuing your message. It means being responsible with your voice. It means asking yourself, is this necessary? Is it kind? Is it clear? If the answer is no, then silence is stronger. But if the answer is yes, then you speak with strength, not loudness but precision, and people listen to that. You build trust when your words are measured. People learn that you don't speak just to be heard. You speak because you have something worth saying, and that trust stays with you. It opens doors, it brings respect, it creates opportunities. You don't get that from talking more. You get it from being thoughtful with every sentence. It's also about respect for yourself and for others. When you think before you speak, you're showing that you care. You care about the moment. You care about being fair. You care about not saying something you'll regret. That kind of awareness makes you a stronger communicator. It gives you presence. It shows maturity, and maturity in communication builds deeper connections. In everyday life, this applies everywhere. In work meetings, people notice when you wait before you talk. In relationships, the people closest to you feel more valued when you respond instead of react. In personal development, thinking before you speak gives you a sharper mind and better self-control. You stop saying things you don't mean just because emotions are high. You stop being ruled by impulse. And you start speaking with purpose. One way to train this habit is to slow down during conversations. Don't rush to reply. Let the other person finish fully. Let their words sink in. Then give yourself a second to process. It might feel uncomfortable at first. You might feel pressure to respond quickly. But with practice, that pause becomes natural. It becomes your strength. It becomes the space where your best thoughts come together. Another way to grow this skill is to ask yourself questions silently before responding. Questions like, what's the real point here? What's the best way to say this? Is this the right time to bring this up? Those questions help you shape your response. They help you avoid careless mistakes. And they help you speak from your higher self, not just from habit. You don't always get a second chance to make a point. That's why the first one should matter. People's attention is limited. Their memory of you is shaped by the words you choose, so don't waste it. Don't talk just because it's your turn. Talk because you have something to offer. That mindset turns every conversation into a chance to make a difference. Even in difficult situations, thinking first helps you stay in control. When someone challenges you, when someone frustrates you, the natural reaction is to push back, to speak without thinking. But that rarely helps. It often makes things worse. But if you breathe, think, and then speak, you respond with strength. You don't feed the tension. You don't add to the noise. You bring clarity. And that changes the tone completely. You also start to respect your own voice more. The more you think before you speak, the more you realize the power of your words. You stop talking down to yourself. You stop saying things out of insecurity. You speak like someone who knows their voice matters. And that internal respect changes everything. It builds confidence that doesn't rely on approval. It creates peace because you know you spoke with care. And remember, communication is not a race. There's no prize for who speaks the fastest or the most. The people who leave a mark are the ones who speak with meaning. They say less, but they say it better. They don't need to repeat themselves. They don't need to raise their voice. Their clarity is what makes them powerful. This doesn't mean you should overthink every word. It means you should be present. It means you should care enough to pause. It means you should train your mind to speak in a way that reflects your values. Your words should match your intent. Your tone should match your heart. That alignment is what makes communication real. Your voice is a tool. Use it wisely. Use it to lead, not to please. Use it to share, not to dominate. Use it to lift, not to tear. That kind of voice becomes a gift to yourself and to others. Start today. Don't wait until you're in a high-stakes moment. Practice now. In small conversations. In quiet moments. Before a phone call. Before responding to a message. Every time you pause to think, you train your mind to act with purpose. And that training adds up. It becomes your habit. It becomes your new standard. Make your words count. Don't use them carelessly. Don't treat them like they don't matter. Because they do. They shape your life. They build your future. And when used with thought, they can open more doors than talent ever could. So think. Then speak. With clarity. With care. And with strength. Every word. Every time. That's how your voice becomes unforgettable.